Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it's treating you good. It is 8:04 on the clock for this May 8th, 2023. Your host, James, here. I'm joined by Melissa and Beth. We're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Good morning. Michael Kerr here this morning.
I thought it was somebody different. How you doing, Michael?
Hey, I'm doing just great.
Doing good. That's good to hear. Great. Michael, we appreciate you joining us. What has Mother Nature got in store for us today?
Well, a little bit of a rainy day out there for today at least, but over the next few days we will get back to some sunshine and some milder temperatures. But yeah, for today, looking to stay confined to the 50s throughout the remainder of today, and also a batch of some showers and even some thundershowers working up from the south here for today, to the tune of as much as a half inch of rainfall for today. Those high temperatures again right around the middle 50s by this afternoon. Still could have some lingering light shower activity early on tonight. Some patchy fog could develop late as winds become calm, lows dropping back to 44, but a drier stretch of weather than expected for Tuesday and into your Wednesday. Tuesday will have some lingering clouds early on, but a good deal of sunshine returning by the afternoon and warming up nicely there for your Tuesday with highs climbing up to 71. Even some mid-70s for high temperatures on Wednesday with ample amounts of sunshine. And into your Thursday, that warming trend continuing all the way up to a high of 78 degrees there for Thursday. There is a slight chance for a late-day shower developing, and then we'll be contending with some scattered shower activity Friday and on into your upcoming Mother's Day weekend itself. At this point, though, not expecting an all-day rain event any one day. Friday is still above average with highs in the upper 70s. Mid-70s for highs on Saturday, and for your Mother's Day Sunday, just a couple of degrees cooler, back closer to average, highs back in the upper 60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Appreciate that, Michael. I respect what you do very much. I stopped listening after you said 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And once I heard that, I'm like, I'm good. We're good. We're great. Michael, we appreciate you so much. Thanks for the time. You say hi to everybody over there for us. Have a great day.
You too. Have a good one.
Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good to hear from Michael. I haven't heard from Michael in a little bit there. Always good to talk to him. He's so professional.
Oh, yeah.
He's so. It's exact. I've talked with him off air a bit. He's same way. He's such a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
And that doesn't sound too bad with the rain here and there.
Yeah.
It's only going to make that much greener out there throughout summer.
Yeah. And I tell you what, by July, when we're not getting much rain, we're going to miss having all of this.
Yeah, the ebbs and flows of how that goes. Yes, that's definitely something to look forward. We're going to be looking forward to. We're going to be having coming up here, and coming up here on the network, we're going to be having a Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. That's just a little ways away. Looking forward to that. I want to talk about an emu. That's all I'm giving you. We're going to talk about an emu. We're going to talk about an emu a little bit later, and we're going to talk about high blood pressure a little bit this hour as well. Right now, though. Well, we gotta talk about. We're gonna feel. We were just talking last week. Last hour about feeling. Where do we feel old physically and everything? I would say that mentally, one of the quickest things to make somebody feel old is you hear somebody use. That is this. And you're like, what?
It's what?
It's
what? What is that word you just said?
I don't think you're using that word right. I actually, that's a verb. You don't use it that way. Like, no, you just don't understand. And yes, we have here the top five phrases young people use that the rest of us don't get.
Okay.
I want everybody to play a game in their own head. How many of these you get? How many of these do you know?
Okay.
If you want to share your answers, that's fine. But let's see. Let's be honest with yourself about how many of these do you know or do you not know.
Okay, I got my fingers ready. I'll be counting.
Okay, all right. So the first one up here is FAM. It's short for family, which raises the question, Gen Z doing that extra time they save not saying two syllables. Does it really, really go that far? The fact that we know what fam means, like I feel like that's... We're running out of slang terms. We're running out of slang terms.
We're just abbreviating things.
Yep.
It does have to be tough being young, and every word has basically been used by now. Like even by the time we all came about, the three of us and everything, cool had already been burnt into the ground.
Yep.
That tells you something. Like as far as like using new words or finding new syllables or anything like this, like it's tough. Dank. It means something is excellent or very high quality. So
that, really?
Yeah.
When would you say that one was really popular?
Yeah, that one, I don't think that one's ever been popular.
No.
That one, I think, is
no?
just... Oh, now it is, but oh. I mean, like, back in the day and stuff. I don't, like... I don't know if that one was ever... Like, it was...
I don't know. Seems like we were saying that one in the, like, late 90s, early 2000s.
Were we? Okay.
I was not. Yeah. I hear dank and I think bad. You know, things are dark and dank and all of that. So to hear it as a positive was kind of a little bit of a shock.
Okay.
Okay, this one I'm going to be, this is all right, just looking ahead at this list and everything, it's in front of me. This is the one that I definitely didn't know. I'll be completely honest. Salty. It means jealous. It describes how all the other guys at the you know, basically it's something, the human feeling of jealousy, which we have all felt. And now that I see it, like, out in front of me, like, oh, yeah, of course that's what salty would mean. I get it now.
My mom and my grandma used that one.
I was going to say, I've heard my aunts use salty. I've heard
don't
that
be salty.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything old is new again.
Yeah, apparently. Big yikes. Big yikes. It's what you say after you do something really embarrassing. Again, all the words have been used already.
Right.
Now they're just rehashing old words and everything.
I had to mashing two together.
Yeah.
Bougie. I had this all in my head that Paul was going to join us this morning, and I was just going to ask him, like, hey, Paul, you know what bougie means? Because I can't tell you why, but I wanted that answer so bad. Whatever he was going
to
say.
Remember it. We'll have to ask him
tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, we'll ask him tomorrow. Because I don't know why.
Make a note.
I feel like there's content there. I feel like there's something
I'll be listening.
There.
I want to hear the answer.
Bougie, it means extravagantly fancy. You know, or you know, liking to live, liking things a little nicer, you know, that kind
of
thing.
I haven't really heard that one until recently.
Yeah, that's a more recent one to me. I don't know where it necessarily gets its from, because I heard this in a lot of Southern, like, rap and a lot of Southern, like, Southerners using it.
Right.
I don't know if it stems from the South, but.
No, I think, like Beth said, bourgeoisie. I think it stems from that.
Probably. No, I mean,
the upper class, to do.
A lot of the times, one of the things that I think is kind of cool is when we see one culture, one part of society has a word, and another part of society adopts that word and kind of makes it their own.
Yeah.
I like that.
Michael Jackson with Bad.
Yes.
When Bad
yes.
became good, yep. confused a whole generation.
Whole generation. It's still confused. Living rent free. It describes something you are obsessed over. They say this a lot in sports. We're living rent-free in their heads. They can't stop thinking about us. All they're doing is planning for us and preparing for us, that kind of thing. When we have a show upcoming or something, like, it's living rent-free in our show, that the anxiety or something that kind of thing. Ghosting. It means to stop communicating with a romantic partner. I know what that means. Very, very familiar with ghosting. Usually the way we hear what ghosting is, it's like, hey, we're talking to a young person. This person just did this to me. Oh, they ghosted you. What?
They wanted me?
Oh, yeah, they ghosted you. Yeah. You ain't going to hear from that person again.
They didn't say boo.
You didn't leave anything with them. You didn't leave anything at their house, did you? Because you ain't getting that back. Ghosting is, with all these terms, I think that might be the most popular one. And I'm really, as sad as it is, why the reasons it is, I'm glad that most people understand what this is, what that means. For one, hopefully not taking things too personal, but also because of all the scamming and different things that there are out there nowadays.
The internet's a scary place, and dating on the internet is really rough.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I'm against ghosting because I think it's really rude.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But after maybe one interaction, sure. Okay, you weren't impressed with that first interaction. You don't need to respond again. I don't consider that ghosting. But if you've been talking to somebody for weeks or months and suddenly you stop, that's ghosting.
Yeah.
I agree. There are clearly times in life where class goes out the window and don't worry about it, when safety is more important or being uncomfortable or any of those things. But as awkward as it might be, this is a life lesson you can always learn, and you can continue to learn and grow from as you get older. You never stop learning how to say goodbye to somebody.
Right.
And how they respond. Sorry, go ahead, James.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say sometimes how they respond to you expressing your wanting to end the conversation or the relationship is going to say a lot about them,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm. See, now she just worded what I was going to take 20 minutes to do. That's why I backed away. I knew Melissa's had my back. She's got it. I also think when it comes to this stuff, the way you treat people and everything, mm-hmm. I one of my favorite questions to ask musicians, how do you end a song? It seems like one of the more difficult things to me in music. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know there's certain songs you love, but you hate how it ends, or, mm-hmm. or something like that. And nothing ends great. You know, there's no perfect ending for most things in life. How you handle that says a lot about you, says a lot about how you're going to be going forward, and what kind of person do you want to mm-hmm. be, mm-hmm. and how you would like people to treat you.
Right. Yeah. Treat others as you would want to be treated is something that I've tried to live by.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of the better things you can do for yourself and for others.
It's always better to be open and honest.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how about, all right, so now that we all feel older, let's get to some things about if you want someone in their mid-20s
so
to feel the
end of the list?
Yes, that was the end of the list. How did everybody do?
I had three.
I had four.
Okay. All right, nice. Yeah, nice. Nicely done. I work
but
with
I also
a lot
have
of
two
young
younger people,
though. Yeah,
in my house. So.
I work with, 19, 20-year-olds and stuff like that with teaching and all mm-hmm. those. So I think that's why I might have known a little bit more of these. But I did not know them when they said them. I had to pay attention.
Right.
Like, oh, that's what that. That's okay. What that
means. Yeah. Can you say that in context for me?
Use it in a sentence. Could you use
it?
Yes. If you want someone in their mid-20s to think you're old, just use any of these terms. Someone fed Gen Zers a bunch of old-school sayings to see if they knew what they meant or not. Over 40% said that they sometimes hear older people use phrases that make no sense to them. And here are the top 10 of those phrases. Beating a dead horse.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That means wasting time or continuing to debate mm-hmm. something that's already settled. Yes. I hate that phrase.
Yeah.
I hate that phrase. I know the word hate is a strong word. I hate that phrase.
Well,
I really
because
don't like
the where it came from is yep. is a very sad time in our treatment of animals mm-hmm. throughout the development of humanity. So
I also don't like, I don't see it on this list, two birds with one stone.
You
never hear me use that one either. I did two things with one or one mm-hmm. thing or something like that. I don't have as, it's not as, wordy or anything, or sounds as good, but mm-hmm. I'd rather say that than that.
Or you could use a bird in the hand is worth more than two in the bush.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rule of thumb.
Yep.
A general guideline for how to do something.
Also, another really bad origin story for that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Back to the salt mines. Boy, these are all bad ones.
Come
these
on.
Are all bad, yeah.
This may be why we don't use them very much anymore.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Could be.
Take the bull by the horns. Mm-hmm. To deal with a difficult situation, head on and take control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This one's just dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But it might be better than the alternative.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. You don't cut the mustard. I can't even remember the last time, if I've ever heard anybody say that, or when the last time it was.
Meaning somebody's not up to snuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is another idiom.
Another one. There,
there you go.
That's funny. Try going a day without using idioms.
Oh, good luck.
I've done this before. For me, it is impossible. It is darn near impossible. I would just break down if I couldn't. What's your beef?
What's the beef?
What's the beef? what's your beef? Why are you upset? Why do you disagree? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Mm-hmm.
Don't interfere in a situation if it's not causing you any harm. Don't poke the bear. You know, same type of thing.
Yep.
Burn the midnight oil.
Mm-hmm.
Staying up late to keep working or studying. I still use this phrase. I don't care if it sounds old. I love that phrase. That one I like. That one I actually like. Throw in the towel. To give up or admit defeat, it's an old boxing term. That is a phrase you will never hear in my parents' household. You will never hear somebody just casually throw that term. I remember as a kid saying something like that, and I wasn't even talking about sports or anything like that. And it's one of the few times my dad was like, "Jimmy, you don't say that around me. I don't like that. He hadn't professionally boxed in like 10 years or anything like that, and it still kind of like bugged him. I don't know if all boxers are like that or anything like, but
It's kind of like a finale statement.
Yeah.
Bite
the bullet. to deal with something tough that you've been avoiding.
Mm-hmm.
That one supposedly comes from patients biting down on something hard to deal with the pain of surgery before anesthesia was a thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I know we, from time to time, we do these dives into the history of idioms and everything. For the most part, most of these I knew, but that one, I don't think I remember hearing that one. Interesting. Hmm. There's got to be something better than a bullet to bite down on.
Usually a strip of leather.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Leather or a stick. Mm-hmm. Something that isn't going to damage your teeth as much.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We will take a break right here. We're going to get to Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. Got more fun stuff coming up after that. All this for you in store on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Hi, this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Garth. Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Thank you. Yeah, you can stay. Oh, no, you guys got to go. He got a busy schedule. Mm-hmm. He had to leave.
Absolutely.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. And 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang force. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. And if you're celebrating a birthday, you get a free slice of one of Brian's pies. Get on over there, get that pie, and get all of these birthdays and anniversaries to us, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on Facebook. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Morse code, smoke signals, yelling at your radio. You can try these things.
Semaphore flags.
Yeah, I think that they're fun. I think it's worth the try, but it's probably better to just send them to us the traditional way. Make sure that we get them.
Mm-hmm.
We have three names on the list today, but only one that can qualify.
Okay.
So we do have our qualifier already taken care of. Beth, you don't have to work as much this morning.
Aw, darn.
But you do have to work a little bit because you do have a birthday to shout out.
I do. My oldest nephew, Jackson Krause. Mm. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Jackson.
Yes, happy birthday, Jackson.
I wish you a great day, Jackson. That is a great name. That is an awesome name. I wish I was born with the name Jackson Krause. That's a great name. Have a great day, Jackson. Hope it's a good one for you. Also, I want to wish a special shout-out and birthday to my favorite brother, my brother Nick.
Yay.
Oh, happy birthday, Nick.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, as Nicholas would tell you, because this is the oldest joke him and I have, he's my only brother.
Right.
But he's still my favorite.
There you go.
That doesn't change the fact that he is my favorite. Nicholas I think I was 15, he was 10 when we first started doing that joke, and he just picked it up right away. Nicholas is the greatest older brother anybody could ever ask for, by far and away.
Awesome.
I am so spoiled with my brother and sister, and my brother is my backbone. Any tragedy, any hard thing I've had in life, Nick's been there. Nick's had my back. He is a great father, great dad, and working his tail off right now for this state and over at with the Milwaukee Herd and everything.
Yeah.
The Wisconsin Herd, I should say. The Milwaukee Bucks, G League team. He's over there working hard with them and everything. He's got his one of his dream jobs, you know. He's working his tail off and doing great doing it. Nick is also the sneaky talented as far as creatively. Jill and I always got kind of a lot of credit with that. Nick is what's much more book smart. A lot of that, very creative, very funny, and I couldn't imagine my life without him. One of the greatest days of my life, I will never forget. We were up here. My parents had finally moved up here, and they were here for maybe about 6 or 7 months living in Wisconsin and looking to get their own place and everything. And my mom and dad call me into the basement, and they're upset. They're happy, but they're worried about me, because this is just coming from them. I grew up fast. I didn't get a chance to be a kid. So they thought, well, now we got Jill and Nick, and we got Jill, James, and Jill here. We can focus on the kids. And then what happens, of course, when you make plans, you have another baby come up and everything. But I couldn't have been more happy. I couldn't have been more ecstatic. I got a little brother coming. They knew the sex of the baby and everything.
Okay.
So I knew I had a little brother coming and everything. And I have not stopped being excited about having a little brother since that day, being in Rome and being in the basement. I'm still just as excited about it. Wishing you a great day, Nick.
Yes.
I'll talk to you a little bit later and hopefully beat you in fantasy sports later as well. He is still my little brother. I still do have to give him a hard time.
Well, there's always something in rivalry, yes.
Yes. We do have to put the spotlight on Kim Young.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Kim is our qualifier today. Kim, we wish you a fantastic birthday. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. I know it's Monday. It's sometimes can be a hard way to start the week. Mm-hmm. Starting with your birthday ain't so bad. And I say celebrate all week long, Kim.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, absolutely.
If people are asking you Thursday why you're still, you know, using noisemakers and you've got a cake or anything like that, say, hey.
Party hats.
Yeah, they told me that on the radio. Yep. They said.
Yep.
Kim, happy a great birthday. We hope it's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. Take a look at our celebrity list. Stephen Amell is 42. Oliver Queen, the Green Arrow on CW's Arrow.
Okay.
Let's see here. Enrique Iglesias is 48.
Really?
Son of Julio Iglesias and father of Anna Kournikova's twins. Enrique's had at least two hits that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, didn't he have Hero? Was he the one that had Hero? Let me be your hero, babe. Something like that?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Something like that. Okay.
But he has a lot more songs that are in Spanish.
His native language are
huge hits.
Yeah. Most of your Latin artists, especially guys like him and everything mm-hmm. that come from, like, he is an Iglesias, you know, Julio, his father, and all mm-hmm. that stuff. It's kind of funny to me. Like, you think, here's a good example. Taylor Swift, one of the bigger artists in the world.
Right.
You know, and then nobody said. Then look at, like, her numbers compared to, like, Bad Bunny. Like, it's not even close. It's not, I mean, he dwarfs, like, her, like, he laps her with mm-hmm. because of the Latin America thing and stuff and because mm-hmm. of that. Darren Hayes is 51, half of Savage Garden.
Okay.
Truly, madly, deeply. I think that's probably, you know, there's a handful, as we just talked about this like a week ago or whatever. They had a handful of hits. And trust me, they have a fan base that is still out there.
Oh, yeah. Truly, madly, deeply was huge when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa Gilbert is 59.
Aww.
Laura Inglis Wilder on Little House on the Prairie. She was on Revenge of the Nerds and in Elliot on 30 something as well. And she was married to the guy from those. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
Good actor though.
She's a great actress and the work that she's done off screen is also very mm-hmm. noteworthy.
Thank you, Melissa. I'm glad I almost would have forgotten that. I'm glad you mentioned that. One of my favorite football players of all time, Mr. Ronnie Lott, is 64 today. San Francisco 49ers legend, one of the meanest, toughest players to ever play the game. Ronnie Lott was playing a game, and this was not the Super Bowl, mind you. This was not a game that the win or lose and they have to go home or anything like that. He messed up his pinky finger. And it was bent, and they're like, well, you gotta get out of the game. We got to, you know, work on that and everything. Get rid of it. Take half of it off. If you take half of it off, can I keep playing? Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah. Okay. Ronnie Lott has half of a pinky because of the game of football.
Wow.
Because he wanted to keep playing and everything. You go ahead and tell me how tough today's players are and different things mm-hmm. like that. And then let me just introduce you to Mr. Ronnie Lott. And that's like one story. I could give you 100 other stories about Ronnie Lott and his toughness mm-hmm. of the game and stuff. Alex Van Halen is 70.
Wow.
Of course, Eddie's older brother, Eddie Van Halen's older brother.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, he took guitar lessons and his brother Eddie took drum lessons. Then Alex mm-hmm. tried Eddie's drums, realized he was better than his brother, and changed the course of music history, which it really did.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have Eddie Van Halen then picking up a guitar, doing the tapping, doing all the different things. And maybe most just as importantly, we don't have Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to live in a world without Van Halen. Philip Bailey is 72. A great singer. Responsible for so much of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mm.
September, Boogie Wonderland, Let's Groove. Philip Bailey also had a hit, I believe, with Phil Collins or something like that, that Phil Collins basically got the credit for. Easy Lover? Was it Easy? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think it was Easy Lover. I think so.
Easy Lover.
Either Seth is proud right now that I got this right, or he's screaming at his radio, "You moron!"
That is the song he sang with Phil Collins.
It is. Oh, okay, it is. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Tony Tennille is 83 of Tony Tennille is 83 of Captain Tennille.
Yep. Mm.
Love Will Keep Us Together. Do It to Me One More Time. Muskrat Love. How did Captain Tennille get away with half of their titles? Like, some
I don't know.
I don't even know some of these songs, but some of them are the most, like, even if they weren't, like, intended to be, some of the more dirty titles I've ever heard.
And you're listing off the titles of my childhood, James.
Yeah. I can imagine. David Attenborough is 97 today.
Wow.
Thank you.
Still working.
Yes.
Still working strong. We thank you so, so much, Mr. Mm-hmm. Attenborough. British naturalist who's responsible for all those amazing nature documentaries on Discovery Channel, like Planet Earth, Life, Frozen Planet. His brother, Richard Attenborough, the old guy from the original Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
One of the greatest narrators of all time.
Yes.
Easily.
Yes. Love that voice.
A gorgeous voice. Mm-hmm.
So good. And you, I love a narrator. Like, he's old school where you can tell not only did he pre-read everything, but he's not doing projects that he doesn't care about.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. You feel it in his voice. And I there's something about that. It's not necessary to be a good narrator, but it's something that I really appreciate when I get it. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're watching something and you get that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also think he is a clear example of why hire the right people to do the job.
Right.
Like, just because somebody's a celebrity and they can speak, don't make them narrate stuff. Don't, you know, like, there's certain people that just should not do that job. Mm-hmm. Let people like this do that job. I'm not trying mm-hmm. to take jobs from my fellow actors or anything, but, you know, there's a reason he's been doing it as long as he has, because he's one of the best to ever do it. Let's see here. People no longer with us. The greatest insult comic of all time, one of the greatest comedians of all time, Mr. Don Rickles, born on this day in 1926, passed away in 2017. Legendary insult comic. He was also the voice of Mr. Potato Head in the Toy Story movies.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite, one of my top five favorite entertainment stories of all time. Don Rickles is a young guy just starting out. Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, love him. They love him so much. But he's not a big name. Like, hey, you tour with us, you can open for the Rat Pack. How about that? You're going to go right before Joey Bishop. You're going to go right before that. That's how we're going to help. We're going to help you build your name, this young Jewish comic. We're going to do something that nobody's doing. We're going to have two Jewish comics lead this whole thing off, in him and Joey Bishop.
Hmm.
They changed the game of comedy with this. All of a sudden, Jews were able to walk through the front door. Even before African Americans were able to, that started to happen and everything.
Right.
It kind of paved the way for it, but all this is going on. Don Rickles is so appreciative, loves Frank. Him and Frank are almost best friends. They go so deeply about each other. Don has got this date coming up, and he is very nervous about it. This woman is means a lot to him, and he doesn't date a lot, and he's a very shy person, actually. So he's like, you know, hey, one of my best friends is the biggest star in the world. Hey, Frank, would you mind coming over and saying hi to them, you know, and make me mm-hmm. look kind of good and stuff and everything? I'd really appreciate it. Just take a moment and come over and say hi to me and my date and I.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, Don. Yeah, I'd love to. No problem. You're my guy. I'll do that. They're having dinner and everything. Sinatra sees this, takes a drink, puts it down, goes walking over there very chalantly, is about to open his mouth and say something when Don Rickles looks up. It's a Frank! Do you mind? We're trying to have dinner here. Come on. Leave me alone, for God's sake. I'm so sorry. This guy will not leave me alone. He's always bugging me. Yeah, chairman of the board, whatever. Frank, I'll deal with you later. Sinatra was known for being able to think on his feet, for mm-hmm. his improv abilities. He tells the story, and he was dumbfounded. He had no idea what to do. He knocked over a plate. Like, he just turned around right away out of embarrassment, was like, just left. Like, it's one of the greatest stories you will ever hear. I love the idea mm-hmm. of Don Rickles. No name Don Rickles. Just look it up at Frank Sinatra and be like, Frank, do you mind? Please. This guy won't leave me alone. That woman ended up being his wife, and they stayed Aww. Together for like 60 years, I believe.
Wonderful.
Don Rickles, one of the great, also one of the most beautiful things about Don Rickles, yes, he would find you in the front of the audience, he would make fun of your hair or your weight or something like that. At the end, he would wrap up every one of his shows talking about the connections we all have, how connected we are, how much we should love each other, mm-hmm. look out for each other. He ended mm-hmm. every one of his sets with love. It
Excellent.
Should never
That's
be
awesome.
Forgotten.
Yep.
One of the greatest masters of comedy any of us will ever know. And I don't think he was ever truly appreciated enough. Mr. Don Rickles.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny Liston, also born on this day in 1932, passed away in 1970, former heavyweight champ. Harry Truman, born on this day in 1884, passed away in 1972, 33rd president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The buck stops here, or if you can't stand the heat, you better get out of the kitchen, some of his favorite expressions.
Yep.
And finally, Ricky Nelson, born on this day in 1940, passed away in 85. Rock and roll pioneer, television and sitcom star, and the father of Gunnar and Matthew Nelson.
Yep.
And I will say that Matthew, very nice gentleman.
Yes.
Treated me very nicely. Very nice man. Gunnar, good guy too. One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Jackson Krause.
Happy birthday, Jackson.
Happy birthday to Nick, my little brother Nick Maloff. Happy birthday, Nick. Enjoy
happy
your
birthday,
day.
Nick.
And want to wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Kim Young.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Yeah, congratulations, Kim.
Yes.
Enjoy
Go get your,
free
piece of pie.
Yeah, get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from us. Stick around. We got Melissa's News coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Hope you're having a good Monday out there. Melissa, Beth, James here with you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping you're having a good start to your day. Let's get into some fun stuff this hour. Got a little bit later, we're going to talk a little bit about some high blood pressure, how much that can affect you. Mm-hmm. We got the best and worst states for saving money. That's coming up a little bit later. But right now, a story that we could have featured in our That Ain't Right stories or anything like that, but I wanted to get to this now. You know that friend who's still single because they always date the wrong person?
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there. We've all either been that person or we know that person. and I think in our lifetimes, if you're fortunate, you get to be a little bit of both.
Right.
And I say that fortunately because it's kind of how you learn what you like in those things. But what about when something isn't able to learn from that? Someone's pet emu escaped from its enclosure near Minneapolis on Thursday after he thought he found his soulmate.
Aww.
But sadly, it wasn't meant to be. Mainly because the other emu he saw was actually a frisbee golf goal.
Oh.
One of those basket things with the chains hanging down. I think by now most people know what we're talking about. Yeah. The emu's name is Erasmo. His owner has said he'd been pacing back and forth by his property fence for a few days. It turned out he thought a neighbor's frisbee golf goal was another emu. So he scaled the fence hoping to go mate with it. But obviously, didn't work out.
Aww.
I've been there, brother. I've been there, man. The good news is Erasmo quickly moved on. Cops found him in a neighbor's yard eating apples. He is back home now. I will say, if there are any emus out there listening, he is still available.
There you go.
He is
still available.
Yep, still a free bird. Still.
And he's, more than willing to move on after rejection.
Yes.
Obviously, with his quick move to, hey, food, apples, yes.
Yeah. That's good to know. Good for him. You don't want to hang on to these things. I would say that ain't right part of this is the goal. The frisbee golf goal.
How dare?
Yeah,
how dare
it? Yeah, don't lead people on.
Stop being
don't
so tempting.
That. That's me. Don't lead people on like that. That's you're just existing. Oh,
yeah,
sure. You're just an inanimate object. Still, still. This is also one of those things that is relatable.
Right.
How many people will admit that they have walked up to somebody to say something or hit on them or something like that and found, oh, no, oh, that's the person of the, that's not who I thought that was, or something like, how many times have you waved to somebody? I've done this a couple of times in my life, and I've always done it where I get the whole thing out, and it's then that I realize it's not the person. Hey, you silly it's not that person, and I've just made an enemy for life. Great. That's wonderful. This is a relatable thing.
Well, I would almost, it makes me think how creative you could be with frisbee golf and maybe kind of connect it with miniature golf and start to decorate the golf.
So
could you imagine if they have that frisbee golf hole decorated like an emu?
Ah, there we go.
Then it would be very easily confusing.
You know, I think that Emu needs to get his eyes checked.
Because
they don't actually look that much like emus.
At the same time, Melissa, I again go back to humans. You know, at two at night, you know, you've had a couple. Things aren't looking the same to you that they might at 6 a.m. I don't know what this emu was up to. I don't know what it was doing beforehand or anything. I'm not going to judge it. I'm just not going to judge it. I also love the idea of this leading to dating apps for animals. I don't know why, but I love the idea of that.
The next reality show.
There you go.
There you go. No.
You know, MTV still looking for some ideas.
You know what? Yeah, they're running really low on ideas for reality TV. And I have been a mainstay of this. I have never bent on this one. I do not watch reality TV. Mm-hmm. I refuse to. But if you're going to do like animal dating shows or like, what is one of them? There's so many of them, but there's the ones nowadays. They got like a bunch of them like Love is Blind or something that where they don't even know the person until they see them or
blind
something.
Blind dates.
Yeah. Now, that just seems like one of the most ridiculous concepts in human history to me. It seems like, why don't you just call the show Breakup? Because I can't believe any of those couples are going to work out. Like, it seems very far-fetched to me. But this couple's been together for a year. Talk to me in 5. Talk to me in 10. Talk to me in 20. That's what I'm talking about here. Mm-hmm. But love at first sight with this kind of thing, like with animals, I'm all up. I'm watching that. Like, now I'm getting my popcorn and I'll watch that. That sounds interesting.
Well, that's just called animal husbandry.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
But I did just get an idea from a listener. So what about a dating show where you only meet the person's pet?
Not bad.
I'm still probably not watching, I'll admit. I'm not watching that. Too many people involved.
Well, for a lot of people, that's a deal breaker. If you cannot get along with a pet, it's over.
Yeah.
I have had many people have a cat or a dog greet me, and how that I found out later how that animal felt about me was how the date, if we were going to go out or not. I've had many times that being said, and it's going back a ways too. I don't know. That ain't right though. I feel for that emu. I do.
Take poor a break. Bird.
Taking a break here. We're gonna fly off. We'll be back with more. Morning show here at WFHR. I've never said that in 20 years in radio. Why I said it just there? I did not say that on purpose. I didn't mean to say fly away. Can emus fly? Can emus fly?
I don't know. I think they might be a flightless bird.
Yeah. So it doesn't even make
shorts
sense.
Shorts gliding. I don't know.
It's not even a good segue. It's not even a funny pun. It's mean, actually. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun here on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Beth, Melissa, James here with you. I'm going to take you right to the top of the hour. We will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with CBS News. And after that, the kitchen's open. Mm-hmm. The wonderful segment, the wonderful show inside the show that Melissa and Beth will be bringing to us. And a shout out to Chatterbox Catering.
Thank you, Chatterbox.
We'll get into this one right here. So this is not going to help people that are trying to use the phone more for what they used to use it for, calling people.
Okay.
Spending,
the original invention.
Yeah. Spending 30 minutes on the phone with customer support can cause anyone's blood to boil. But can the same be said for chatting with your sweet old grandma or somebody like that? A new 12-year study has found that spending just 30 minutes talking on the phone each week can lead to a 12% risk of higher blood pressure. And that's total minutes, not just a 30-minute call.
What?
Okay.
It isn't the stress of dealing with someone on the other end or even making sure, you know, that what the situation, the context is. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're calling a grandparent, hey, Pop, did you take a blood medication? You know, that kind of stuff or something like that. The idea is that cell phone usage emits low levels of radio frequency energy. And even in short-term exposure, it's been linked to hypertension.
Oh, there you go.
Naturally, the risk goes up the more time you spend on the phone. It's 13% for people who talk 1 to 3 hours per week and 16% for 4 to 6 hours and 25% for those on the phone longer than 6 hours a week. I would say that I fall in the middle of that. I am probably on the phone 5 to 6 hours a week. Total, total. Mm. I am one of these weird people that still uses my phone to talk to people.
Yeah.
And with so much of what we do teaching wise, it's just it's easier to talk than text. It's easier to talk than email. It's easier to talk than even voice. Skype sometimes and that kind of thing. Especially if one person is on public transportation and I'm here or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm on the phone a lot. And I've never understood why I can get off of a good phone call and feel a little tense. I've never understood that.
Now you know.
Oh, it's I cannot wait to do a deep dive on this and go down this rabbit hole and find out more and more about this because I'm very curious about it. It also feels like, oh, so that's what it is. Because we all understand a lot of the catch with walking around with these supercomputers and everything and how cool that is. We all understand, we've heard plenty of things from everything from fact to, hyperbole and, this tower's giving off this or whatever and that kind of thing. And we've heard a lot. But this is a catch. This is okay. This is one of the things that comes with this, luxury.
This is the downside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they did a study a while ago, didn't they, about how when women would put their cell phones in their bras, it increased their likelihood of getting breast cancer.
Yeah.
Because of what was being admitted. What this tells me is we need to get back to the landlines.
I think that I don't know if you were joking with that, Beth, but I think there's a little truth to that.
No,
actually.
I'm being serious. We need to get back to the landline.
She's too good of an actor. Sometimes it's hard to tell. She's too good. I honestly think you're right about this. I generally think you do. I'm not saying you get rid of cell phones or we'll ever get rid of cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's happening. But we don't necessarily need them in the house.
No.
A landline can just stay impact. And maybe that's. Oh, well, we're not using it then. We're not using that cell phone as much as we would all around the day. Now, we're still not putting our phones down.
Right.
We're still going to be carrying them with us, which brings up a danger, especially when you consider where you keep your phone and this stuff we were just talking about, radio activity and everything.
Well, and maybe also the technology needs to be looked at again. Is there a way that that risk can be mitigated?
Right.
Outside of the what we saw during the pandemic, and even then, to a degree, most things by the time they hit the market have been tested like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from medications to movies, they've been tested. They've been through the ringer. By the time you see it, a billion people have seen this and given their opinions about said thing.
Mm-hmm.
But even with all of that, we still don't know the long-term effects of most things.
Right.
That's in general, like in society, whether we know how much, when we were kids and people would say, oh, all the violence on TV and the violence and this and this and this is going to make a generation of violent people and stuff. And, it turned out, there were some violent, some that weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Most people grew up with violent cartoons. Not everybody grows up to be violent.
Right.
Yeah? There's a great line in Virtuosity where they asked Denzel's character, who's a criminal and stuff, did you, when you were a kid, what kind of, did you laugh at cartoons or did you laugh at violence? Like, yeah, I used to laugh every time Elmer Fudd dropped an anvil, or Bugs Bunny dropped an anvil on Elmer Fudd. Like, yeah, that's every kid in human history.
Right.
but, like, the long-term effects of some other thing, of most things, we're still discovering.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, that's not, okay, everybody, we got to throw away all the tech. And we got to start all over or anything like that. Like, that doesn't mean that necessarily. It just means that we have to have some grace with these things.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have some understanding.
And very maybe some caution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both for us and the people that are making these things.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't just go a long way for you as a consumer. I think that it could help you even creatively and problem-solving-wise when we run into these situations and we're like, well, how do we fix this?
Right.
Because we can't just say, well, we're not fixing that. We love our cell phones. We're addicted to our cell phones, so this will never get any better. No, that's not who we are. That's not human beings. That's not the human spirit. The human spirit sees that and says, oh, hold my beer. I got this.
Right.
Like, well, I'll figure this out.
Right.
That's how we got to the moon. That's how we got through the pandemic, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't think that it's necessarily something that we have to kind of, another idiom that I can't stand that I never use just popped in my head. The whole throw the baby out with
the bathwater.
What? Why was that ever a phrase? Who in human history ever thought that was an okay phrase to throw around? I don't know.
Maybe they were just being creative.
Maybe.
Speaking of being creative, we've got an awesome opportunity this summer for people to be creative with their music.
Yeah.
We are looking for people to participate in Hoozle's Rise to Music Competition 2023. It's coming on Thursdays this June and July at 6 p.m. at Hoosels at the Lakes in Nakusa, Wisconsin. We are looking for any act. This is our second annual Rise to Music competition. It's going to kick off on June 8th, so we need to get you registered soon.
Yes.
So this summer, musicians will compete for the title of Rise to Music Champion 2023. There's a cash prize, radio airtime, and more. Mm. It is designed to provide musicians with a safe space to showcase that creative music that they can, gain their exposure in the industry, and rise up in their music careers. So registration is live now. You can find that on their website, which is hoozlesrisetomusic.com, or go to their Facebook page, Hoozles Rise to Music, and click the link there. Go register. All genres are welcome, from country to rock, reggae, even acoustic. This year's musicians can look forward to additional exposure over the Civic Media Network from shows like Director's Cut with James and Seth and Max Inc. Radio. Musicians can register as a solo, duo, or trio, and there is no registration fee. There's no entry fee. You can just participate. You are expected, though, to be prepared to play a minimum of 15 minutes of performance time. So you can perform covers or your own original material. Again, if you want to register, go to hoozlesrisetomusic.com. The qualifiers each week will win radio interview on WFHR, performance at the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Ballpark, and a $200 cash prize. And the person that takes home the finale not only gets that title, will also get a paid residency with Hoozles at the Lakes, studio recording time, radio interviews with Civic Media Network, performances at the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Ballpark, cash prize, and that title of Rise to Music Champion 2023. So don't hesitate. If you've been waiting, now is the time to do it. Go to hoozlesrisetomusic.com and register now.
Give a quick shout out to Beth with the amazing segue. Nice job. Nicely done. Spread the word about this, everybody. Your Thursdays are covered this summer. We got your Thursdays covered. Spread the word about this. You know musicians. Let them know. Get this out there. Two other musicians out there. Spread this word among your community.
Yes, please.
Get as many musicians as we can on this. This is our opportunity to help you rise up your career, to help you bring your career up to the level it deserves to be.
And with being on Max Inc. Radio, you are across the network, so across the state, not just locally.
If you did this last year, do it again. If you if you are just a starting out musician, do this for the experience. If you're a vet, do it for the fun. Join us for this. A big shout out to our own Steph Schmidt. A shout out to Hoozles at the Lakes. A big thank you to them. Again, go to Hoozles, risetomusic.com to find out more information. You can also find out more by going to hoozlesatthelakes.com or follow along on their Facebook page. We'll be back with more Kitchen's Open coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.